Thanks for joining KYUK and the Joan A. Alexey Memorial School in Otmalchuk in celebrating the graduating class of 2020. In a year like no other, KYUK is proud to be working with participating schools up and down the Kuskokwim to recognize and honor their graduates. Here is the principal, Leanne Aper.
My name is Leanne Aper, and I am the principal at Joan A. Alexey Memorial School. I want to welcome parents, families, students, staff, and community members to graduation 2020. I want to welcome our honored guests, Nathan Freeman, our high school social studies teacher who has been at JAMS for 3 years. Blessing Aidioha, our high school math teacher who has been at JAMS for 1 year. I want to welcome our ASB member, Louisa Pavala. Welcome seniors to your graduation day. May of 2020 will forever be remembered by you as your final day, your commencement day. Due to COVID-19 and all of the state of Alaska mandates, graduation looks differently this year. But no less the joy of sharing the graduation ceremony, the graduation moment, pursues. We are pleased to be here in this moment. Much time has been spent by you in school. A typical high school graduate has spent the better of 13 years in school, starting from kindergarten. And even a greater amount of time has been spent by your parents. Thank you, parents, for letting the staff at JAMS teach your precious children. All right, seniors, I want you to think back over the last 12 or 13 years, and I want you to think about all that you have learned along the way. You learned to read, write, and solve math problems. You learned to be creative. You learned how to use technology. You learned to ride bikes, four-wheelers, and snowmobiles. You made friends, perhaps found your first love, played in sports. A lot has happened. As you have grown up, some is good, some not so good. For some, life has been a curvy, crazy path. And yet there is something to smile about. The best part is the sun always comes up the next morning, giving us a new dawn, a new chance, a new day. You sitting here right now, this is your new day. Tonight you have earned the right to call yourself a graduate of Joan A. Alexey Memorial School. Some may have done it faster, some may have done it more successfully, but regardless, you are here and we are all celebrating your new day. So with this new day, I want you to do a few things. The first thing I want you to do is to vote. If you're not 18 already, you will soon be. Please register to vote and continue to be active in your community. The second thing is to get engaged. Now, this is not what some of you are thinking. You are way too young for marriage. I want you to get engaged in what you do. Wrap yourself into your studies, your job, your relationships. Find a career you love and invest your professional life in becoming the best in your field. Find a cause and make a difference. Later, when you have a child, work to be the best parent you can be so that your children will be as lucky or more so as you all seem to be right now. The third thing I want you to do is be courageous. Speak loudly and let the world know you are here. You will let the world know that you matter. Keep trying new things. Keep learning from your mistakes. Find your voice and let it rip. Starting tomorrow, take risks to do something big. Go to college. Start a company. Learn a trade. Be a participant, not a spectator. Coach a sports team. Tutor. Mentor. Donate. Volunteer. Do something instead of watching it get done. Don't follow the path ahead of you. Choose instead to blaze your own trail. Some time ago, I came to know a great man, Art Davidson. I met Art in Tulaksac in 1994. Art Davidson, Ray Gannett, and Dave Johnston became Alaska heroes as the first mountaineers to complete the daunting task of ascending 20,320-foot Denali in the winter. Over a period of 42 days in 1967, the group battled terrifying winds, massive snowfall, and brutal temperatures to reach the summit via the mountain's west buttress. On their descent, they were trapped by a week-long storm with a wind chill temperature calculated at minus 148 degrees. That is the title of Davidson's book that has become a classic of mountaineering literature. Denali, known officially as Mount McKinley until 2015, is the roof of North America and is an iconic symbol of Alaska. Any climber who scales it is accorded respect. But the first to succeed at climbing the peak in the cold and dark of winter were feted for bravery and ability. Another man I came to call my friend was Norman Vaughn. Norman was one of the first Antarctica explorers who joined Admiral Richard Byrd in 1928. Norman continued explorations, competed in the Olympics as a sled dog racer, and finished the Iditarod Trail sled dog race 6 times after age 70. His motto was simple but grand: dream big, dare to fail. I concur with Norman, and I extend this message to you: dream big, dare to fail. I tell you these stories not to amaze you at someone else's greatness in the face of peril, but to offer you the very idea of goals and the importance of goal setting. However crazy they may sound at the time, or how hard the work may become to reach them, you will reach them. Set out to explore this world. Discover yourself. Find what makes you happy and blaze your trail. I also agree with the seniors' motto by C.S. Lewis: you are never too old to set another goal or to dream a new dream. Seniors, we are here today to celebrate the one commonality that you all share. Today is the one and only day you will ever graduate from high school. Today, you and your 3 classmates have all done the same thing at the same time. You have earned the required 22 credits for the Lower Kuskokwim School District graduation. Some may have done it faster, some may have done it better than others. Tonight, none of that really matters. Tonight is a night that recognizes your common achievement, and it is this achievement that you should be very proud of. I know I am. Seniors, on behalf of the staff at JAMS, I want you to know how proud we are of all of you. You have been a memorable group of seniors. And now that we have given you the tools for the future, it is time for you to go and do something with it. Show Falcon pride by really being a part of the future. And so to our special guests, families, and friends, it is with great pride that I present to you the senior class of 2020.
And now we'll hear from social studies teacher Nathan Freeman.
This is Mr. Freeman at Joanne A. Alexi Memorial School and at Maltwalk, celebrating our graduates Jason Nikolai, Carla Ivanov, and senior sisters Desi Ann and Henry Pavela. Jason, Carla, Desi and Henry, each of you have a special place in our hearts and memories. Mr. B, Miss I, Miss H, and myself have been with you through hard times and times of excellence on the court and in the classroom. We honor your graduation with words and with sincerity. Jason, we have watched you set your own goals as you embark on your own mission in life. You have been thinking about your future as a builder and provider. You are reaching out, and every time you try, you succeed. Don't worry, though. You will fail from time to time, but each failure is a step toward success. Carla, you are intelligent, and your heart effuses love. You have grown stronger, even when you thought your heart was broken forever. If I may offer any recommendation for you, it is to let your love grow outward. Let your shield down, and know that every hurt you have suffered has made you stronger. Desi and Henry, your smiles are your success. People smile when you smile. Here's an idea for you to consider. Every day, take a selfie of your smile. Now that's easy. Here's your challenge. Every day, after you take a selfie, make a 30-second video of yourself laughing. Just start laughing. This is hard. It's hard because it feels awkward and ridiculous. But I promise you, after 5 seconds, your laughter becomes real because it feels awkward and ridiculous. If you do this every day, you'll learn to become comfortable with uncomfortable feelings. You'll learn how to change how you feel, no matter how you feel at first. I'll end with a poem I sometimes go to when I need strength. And this poem may be useful for everyone listening, because we all need strength right now. It goes like this. The world is very dusty. Let us work. One day, the sickness shall pass from the earth for good. The tundra will bloom. Someone will play the guitar. Our work will be seen as strong and clean and good. And all that we suffered from having existed shall be forgotten as though it had never existed. The world is very dusty. Let us work. And with that, we send you off to a new life ahead of you. Congratulations, and keep up the good work.
And now we'll hear from math teacher Blessings Aidiaho.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Dear graduating class of 2020, congratulations. I'm Blessing Aidiaho, the math teacher at Joanne A. Alexi Memorial School. I want to share my favorite quote with you, which says, "Fortune favors the bold." When I look closely at all the people I admire from all walks of life, I noticed one thing they have in common, and that is they all took the bold step to pursue their dreams and passion. One of the awesome things about our great nation is that everyone has an opportunity to go to school, get a degree, venture into their respective career fields, and live the American dream. As you can already tell from my accent, I'm from Nigeria. Before I came to the United States, I had a very unrealistic and childlike view of what America is. And in my defense, I was truly a child with wild imagination. I pictured America as a utopian nation where everything is perfect. I pictured the streets coated with gold and trees with money as leaves. My imagination was mainly influenced by the stories told by my aunt who lived in America then. You know, when she comes home to Nigeria to visit, she will tell us stories of white men and how they behave and how easy life was in America compared to Nigeria. And to top things off, she always seemed to come home with gazillions of money. So you can imagine, you know, why I thought money grew on trees. Eventually, I came to the United States at the age of 13 to see things for myself. I must say, I was highly disappointed that money did not grow on trees and that streets aren't painted gold. However, I discovered cheese was a thing which I didn't know existed, and I also discovered tremendous opportunities that are abound. I discovered that I could pursue my dreams and be whoever I want to be if I put in the work and persevere. Coming to America was one of the greatest gifts ever given to me. I am very fortunate in every sense. When I talk to my friends back home in Nigeria, I feel pity for them because they have to go through countless, you know, of hoops and hurdles just to make very little progress. But here I am in the land of milk and honey. Here we are in the land where countless opportunities abound. As you sit here today, ready for the next chapter of your life, I want you to think hard and deep. I want you to ask yourself, what do I want to do with my life? Where do I picture myself in the next 5 to 10 years? I want you to write them down and then start looking into steps you need to take to make your dreams come true. What is it that you want to be? Do you want to be a doctor, an engineer, a farmer, a provider? Whatever it is, there are countless of things that you can do with your life. Whatever it is, your step one is to decide on what or who you want to be. And then step two is to find out how exactly to achieve your goal. And then step three will be to seek guidance from your former teachers, parents, and or the community. If you really put in the work and persevere, you can achieve anything. I was disappointed, you know, as a child to learn that money doesn't grow on trees in America, but I would not trade the opportunities and life experiences I've had and will continue to have here in America. So, dear seniors, you are about to embrace the next stage of your journey. I urge you to be courageous and to take the bold step. I want you to dream big, to go after your heart desires, and to remember that fortune favors the bold. Congratulations again to the class of 2020. Take care of yourself.
And now, the graduating class of 2020.
And now for Joanne A. Alexi Memorial School, class of 2020 graduates.
Carla Henry Kately Kaluksuk Ivanov, Jason Frank Ivan Dubakak Nikolai, Desian Davida Agakak Pavila, Henry Mary Jungasak Pavila.
Now, a final word from Principal Leanne Aper.
And now the time has come when you are no longer referred to as seniors, but will always be the class of 2020 graduates. So, graduates, at this moment, you have done more than any other class to shape the culture of our school. Your energy and passion for our school has helped to shape us. Learn to fill your jar. In life, you are given the following items to fill your jar. Golf balls represent your family. Pebbles represent your education and friends that you hold dear. Sand is for everything else in life. If you put the sand in first and then the pebbles, you won't have any room left in your jar for the golf balls that represent your family. Learn to fill your jar in the correct order. Put your golf balls in first, then add the pebbles, and you will still have plenty of room left for the sand. Learn to fill your jar with family first. Find grace. Have the grace to thank those who have supported you along the way. Take a moment today to say thank you to your parents, grandparents, and everyone who has helped you to get to this moment. Win friends and influence people. Smile often. Be genuinely interested in other people. Listen, tutor, and mentor others. Be a leader. Read, read, read. Make it a habit to read every day. Being able to read is what got you here. Do not stop now. Always be knowledgeable and set an example for others. Learn to care. The people who will make a difference in your life are the people who care the most. Learn to be the person who cares the most. Complete your circle. Never forget that you already have what matters most: a great education, family and friends who love and support you, and a rich Yupik culture. As you take leave from our school, keep your circle strong. God, family, culture, education, and country are what matter most. To the class of 2020, it is an honor to be your principal at this amazing school during this school year. Remember, fill your jar, find grace, win friends and influence people. Read, read, read. Learn to care. Never let your circle of God, family, culture, education, and country be broken. Thank you.
Congratulations to the Joan A. Alexie Memorial School's Class of 2020. Thanks for tuning in to KYUK.